سی اک مات فایل آیا و مامی سی رک چی پدرین خاله تین فلم کین نشود آن مومن فلم کین ما داونه نیست آل جن یا بیکین فر پر اینا کل هتم ملیه دیا بیش فل آثار نایدون
فل
Welcome on episode we hold another esteemed episode ta Phil Osor with your illustrious and glorious hosts Andrea
Hello, Jake
and today we're the host, that's the whole point. Imma illum mhux waħedna again. Illum għandna a certain very special someone.
Bonġu. Mela, jiena Clayton, ma nafx il-għala daħaltuni dal-ħodu, imma sejtuni biex nitwel. Xaħseb, what will be my introduction, mela?
Li trid, preferably your name, mana, it's a very good start.
Wasalt sa' ismi ta'
ġifieri. What are the three best words to describe you? Keaton Ajuus was the third one.
Keaton Ajuus, the third.
The third.
That's two words, but we'll give it to you. Ma ħax il-kafe dal-ħodu, clearly.
Le, ma kellix nasiħu il-kafe, taħħaltun biex tibgħu nofta dal-ħodu.
Dispjaċili, dispjaċili. Mela. Fejn toqgħod?
Jiena, ifhem noqgħod il-Gowdja kont jgħid il-Kalkara m'għandet fajla, so.
Yeah, għandek punt, għandek punt.
Fejn toqgħod, mela. Jien Keaton, bħalissa qed nistudja l-Emka, qed nistudja finanzi, u naħseb daħħaltuni dal-ħodu għax is-sena l-oħra ppubblikajt ħtieb minn jeddi.
So
that's exactly what spot on is Keaton. Exactly. Mela, as you said, you published a book, obviously. Ma this is obviously a very special type of book to you because it's a poetry book. It's a intim alfejazilt il poetry as your main outlet, especially your main form of writing.
Ifem. Main form of writing. Honestly, there's not a straight answer to it. It's more that it's just always something that I have done. Doesn't make sense personally because in my youth I read a lot of fantasy, I read a lot of narrative books, but did not read very much poetry at all. When it came to then writing myself, I did not find an outlet in doing that myself, but doing something different. And just experimenting with it, and took a long time of experimentation before I was very comfortable to actually, okay, I can give this to the public and they can suffer reading it as well.
Mela, okay, all right. Ma, ovviamente, I've seen your book, I've read your book in passing, and I think, why Maltese specifically? Għalfej il-Malti? Għax, poezija ġa hija ħaġa fis-sens, it's a very niche thing, right? Would you agree with that?
Well, definitely.
And Maltese poetry is even nicher, I think is the term.
Nicher, yeah. It's well, the book is both in English and Maltese. And I do predominantly write in English, though Maltese does fit the mood based on the language's characteristics, depending what I'm writing, really.
Taħseb li l-Malti ktar espressif?
Espressif fejn jidħol huwa PG-13, nissupponi l-kampu tifhem, mela.
Eżatt.
Għax kont nħu ta' kelma oħra. Fis-sens ta' meta jkollok ċertu sens ta' rabja ġo fik, meta tkun diżullus kważi. Fortunatament fl-istorja Maltija atteġġjament komuni għal dawn l-aħħar mijiet ta' snin.
Tkun qed tħireġ mill-Knisja, kważi ħataqgħu l-ewwel kelma toħroġ biex sabiħ.
Ekku. Ġifieri mbagħad meta impoġġi ftit drabi issa li impoġġi biex actually nikteb xi ħaġa u ngħid alright irrid inneħħi dir-rabja minn fuq l-istonku tiegħi bil-Malti toħroġ awtomatikament minn moħħi mhix ħaġa li nagħżel biex nagħmel.
It depends on mood, ġifieri.
Uff.
U taqmel sens, għax inti fl-aħħar mill-aħħar poezija dem biex tikteb il-ħalas immaġina jien u you elicit an emotional response.
Preċiż.
Allura għalhekk tikteba bl-emotional response mill-bidu.
Eżatt.
So do you think that your Maltese poems are more powerful than your English ones?
I don't think it's a matter of my thought because I don't think much about it, though I have received a lot of comments in that sense.
Mm-hmm.
And għaw madda din taġġar fi li fl-axħar mill-axħar ġifir ħafna nisa jiġu fuq jgħidu il-kilba tijak bil-madda jizbaħ mill-li bl-Inglis għax aħna għaw madda din u go back to your country. Imma, meta tikteb bil-madda palmet inti għanix tħoss hija ħafna iktar autentika kważi, mhux għax iktar powerful, imma jekk jiena tnuża l-madda għax ġej minn sens ta' rabja li hija powerful minnha nifisha, l-hemmhekk hemm morru.
Tinħass fil-tilba.
Interesting, interesting.
Bermja, yeah.
So, inti għalfej il-poezija, why is it so, why does you writing poetry elicit such powerful emotions from your end?
If I'm being able to shout at my laptop through words while writing instead of at whatever in the world has, you know, ticked me off, or whatever has made me feel what I'm feeling. Anki per esempio, meta nikteb xi ħaġa li hija sabiħa, xi ħaġa li nista' nżomm għaldejjem. Dik hija ħaġa sabiħa ngħidilha jiena. It's something that holds.
So you feel a personal connection with poems and ma bil-fors like multi poems, English poems, ġifieri?
Both really. Depends on what connection you're trying to form and what you're feeling at the moment. Per esempio, ma naħsibx li jiena f'ħajti, x'ħaġa fuq li forsi għandi nesperimenta, qatt ktib xi ħaġa bil-Malti f'sens pożittiv. Qatt ma ħass ġieli ktibt ħafna affarijiet f'sens pożittiv, imma dejjem imbagħad f'moħħi awtomatikament joħroġ bl-Ingliż.
Okay, interesting. It's a very interesting point, actually. Vera, vera.
Dik titħol imbagħad il-kultura ta' bilingualismu.
Kif naħseb x'inhu eżempju automatically nkun fejn ikun immur biex nitkellem bil-Malti, ma xi raġuni f'moħħi nibda naħseb l-Ingliż. U di provat nispjega ħall-missieri ġimgħa l-oħra naħseb u ma fehmniex, ma bidix.
Possibbli biex tifhem.
Kif inti titkellem bil-Malti imma taħseb l-Ingliż? U jiena fil-verità ġenwinament hekk naħseb l-Ingliż. U mbagħad xi kultant irid insib kelma bil-Malti biex inkellemhom u missieri irid noqgħod naħseb x'inhu jien ittraduċi mill-Ingliż għall-Malti. Ġifieri għandek punt validu fuq il-bilingualizmu Malta hija kbira.
Eżempju ieħor, bħalissa jien qed nitgħallem ir-Russu.
Istra?
Very difficult. Qed insibha diffiċli, so jien qed nirrabja, ġifieri jiena qed nipprova nitkellem bil-Russu, qed naħseb bil-Malti għax jien irrabjat irrid nittraduċi għall-Ingliż imbagħad ar-Russu. Hekk toħroġ.
A triple whammy.
They're confusing. Dik għall-istess mod kif jien nipprovajt nitgħallem l-Ispanjol, naf it-Taljana traduċi mill-Malti għat-Taljana l-Ispanjol.
Difficult ħafna. Even learning on a new language on its own is already like an incredible daunting task.
Tipprova tikteb il-poezija bil-Russu?
Hi Lords too.
Il-poezija title I want rice ma bil-Russu.
What would that be in Russian?
U minja risa, daqsek.
Ma, so you know that.
He knows it at least,
Well, I would imagine, you know,
as that I would imagine, of course, as you know, I...
Fejta, forsi, għajt liktar ħaġa bla sens, offendate kom,
kul ma' kħal. Nimmaġina,
Ule.
Min, as to Russian people, as
that, okay. We secretly know Russian.
As that. Yeah, errabti, u l-bormlis.
Niet. Bormlis?
Mux mil-bormla. Ma namin fejn int? Jew mill-Isla.
Rabi. Irid nikta poezija bil-Malta palissa, kitem palissa biex tajdlek.
Rejt, imbagħad ippubblika u tfaħħamha street lights tal-Bormla. Mhux tagħmel.
Mal-Monti tal-Birgu issammur hemm. Mela, ukoll. Inti what are your main inspirations for writing? As in, is there any sort of Maltese poet, English poet that you felt a connection with and you thought, I feel inspired by this work and I'm like, wow, I want to make this the Vimnim?
There's a few indirect ones and there's one particularly direct one, especially the way I did come to publish. When it comes to the Maltese side, I think one that has always, her entire story and journey here that has always just stuck with me is Maria Greccanato. Mhux offiża lejha, imma naħseb anki jiena jrid imbaxxerha silejha. Għax hi eżempju li mhux jiena akademiku ħanqgħod nikteb għax nifhem il-poeżija. Għax jiena ġejt l-Università studjajt il-Malti ħanikteb il-poeżija jiena espert grazzi. Ixtri li l-ktieb, ixtri li l-kollezzjoni. Hi kitbet għax ħasset. U jidher ħafna f'kitbieta. fejn bad jidħol more direct awtur ieħor. Part American, part Iranian, F.S. Yousaf. And I won't get into his writing, sure, I liked his writing, but the main thing that really intrigued me was the way he went about publishing, which was the exact same way I then followed in his footsteps to do it, which is through Amazon. They have a direct publishing service that basically, me, that does not have the capital, I could go ahead and do something like that. For example, you know, b'dejt, alright, ħana mela e-book. Intoġob li e-book tajjeb, issa mbagħad irranġajt u dawwar ċertu affarijiet u ġibtu ktieb press. Dik biex tagħmilha u Malta. Hija spiża kbira. U tagħmel sens spiża kbira. Imma jiena li m'għandix minn fejk u m'għandi FM. Il-ġimgħa ddieħla nalaq 20. Biex tmur għand publishing house u tihom 3,000 euro lum il-ġurnata għalija. Mish feasible?
Not feasible. No. And for how many copies would you get if it's say for like
FM? No, you would have gotten quite a few for that. It's fair. There's no disrespect to it. It's more just being able to do it. Alek ħafna nies għaw Malta għal dawl tip ta' proġetti jiserħu fuq il-gvern. U jiserħu ċertu schemes u grants. Għax għal jista' jkun.
All right.
Mhux qed ngħidu fl-aħħar mill-aħħar l-industrija hi x'inhi.
You can't blame the industry for what it is.
Hi x'inhi, tip jien naf li jiena personalment jien li nikteb il-poezija ma noħroġ iktar minn darba fisana biex nixtri ktieb minn hawn Malta stess. Qasab wara l-poezija. Dik hi l-industrija.
Biex taħseb li tista' tagħmel biex li jista' jsir biex jitranġa.
Nifhem, għandi ħafna opinjonijiet fuq hekk.
By all means.
Floor is yours.
The floor is yours. You have a microphone.
Well, the table.
Mingħajr uffiss lejħad, jiena ovvjament naħseb għandri iktar minnek ġejk taf nisew l-opinjonijiet tiegħi. Naħseb li l-poeżija sa ċertu punt hawn Malta ħadkun u se dejjem se tibqa' sagrifiċċju. U iktar ma tipprova taħseb li miex u li alright, jiena ħriġ ktieb imbagħad daħħal xi ħaġa fil-but. Jekk mhux qed ngħid naħseb qas persuna wieħed ma jopera dik il-mentalità consciously, imma ovvjament tipprova hu. Imma naħseb li l-unika mod li dik tista' tirnexxija u Malta li toħroġ ktieb. Imma li hija mhux veru ħriġtu, għax ħriġ ktieb biex taħlu ilek fil-librerija tal-iskola għax ħadd grant minn għand il-gvern. Eċetera. U daw it-tipi ta' affarijiet li huma ta' inizjattivi tajbin ħafna, speċjalment min għandu ħajtu literalment marbut direttament ma' daw l-affarijiet. Imma. Is that really publishing imbagħad? That's always the question I've had seeing it from the outside. F'takru li jiena dan għamiltu bl-abda esperjenza.
You feel it's inauthentic, iso?
Not definitely not inauthentic.
Okay.
It's still authentic. Imma. I don't think it is. Ma nafx, jiena għandi independence, ovvjament, having done it myself and being on that little high horse. This that I'm very self-conscious of it, that it is a bit of a high horse. That lack of independence and actually doing stuff for people to read it and then just letting sleeping dogs lie, that's it. Ma nafx, I'm not sure if it's.
Ġifieri, inti taħseb li mhux ħafna nies qed jieħdu l-inizjattiva biex jippromovu l-inqabel miegħek, ġifieri.
FM, man tijom xtort lanqas.
Eħħax.
Iħħaġa storikament, mela aħna Malta, għadħaj kolna xie bazi kbira fej tista' tbih ktieb, speċjalment tal-poezija. Nixtieq jekku, imma irridu kun hawn rivoluzzjoni kulturali għall-aħħar li qas biex nibqgħu Maltin. Mhux qed ngħidha para ħaġa ħażina ta' ġifieri, aħna trid tiftakar. Min jaf kemm il-sena taħt dik u liħor, but kważi xismu, metej sena taħ l-Ingliżi, mela aħna qatra bejna, orrejt, ħammur id-dar, unqara l-poezija, ħan nieħu gost bl-arti, hu xismu, it-teatru li muqqa l-belt. Dik, arti kbira f'Malta konna namlu l-opri ġo fija, għal-min kienet, mhux għalina, għall-Ingliżi kienet, u sal-indipendenza. Republika, whatever, biex ma nofendu l-ħadd. Dejjem kienet hekk, l-arti ma kienitx għalina. Għalina, l-affarijiet għalina li kienu tagħna Kienet artna, kienet famirtna, daqsej.
Malta kienna vera ftit ċans biex nifukaw fuq l-arti u whatever tagħna. Għax dejjem nifukaw ninkwetaw fuq ħaġa li kienet ħafna iktar importanti.
Tilli għalhekk 70% tal-ħaj.
Allora l-opinjoni tiegħek l-arti meta kien beda f'Malta, pereżempju, dak beginnings of Maltese writing. Dak ukoll tajt it was for the English per se.
FM. Not particularly, le. Ma nafsibx, le. Għax, per esempio, Hu Dunkar. Li kien FM. Nafux kien. Fl-axar mill-axar. Doesn't mean it was for the English. Imma biex imbad eventualment nibet l-arti li tista' tgħid li huwa personali. Mhux fis-sens nazzjonali biss. Jew temi ikbar. Biss. Domna ħafna. Per esempio, għalhekk il-lum il-ġurnata ħares li ħafna mill-poezija Marti sabiħ immens. Imma kemmu minnu, għalhekk naħseb li Maria Grekkano veru baqgħet mi minnu kemmu personali. Per esempio, li qed jiena, di aħna kellna ma kienx l-arti kellna familtna u kellna artna. Kemm għandna poeziji fuq artna, fuq il-wied, fuq kif dak il-wied inqered. And rightly so ta' ġifieri. Imma dak imbagħad it's just poetry as a means, rather than poetry as an outlet.
So it's poetry.
Nitsakar fil-poezija ta' Fjura Ibni Kamra li għafa.
Poezija
inkredibli ħafna.
Unna tiġih li l-Emmanuel Mifsud. U wkoll għandu ħafna xogħol, ħafna minn kitbietu li huwa personali, bħalma għandhom ħafna poeziji poeti Maltin. Imma mbagħad x'jibqa' mal-poplu. Ija ħaġa li per eżempju tmur x'imkien ieħor fl-ewro x'imkien ieħor fid-dinja xi iktar personali li tirreżona iktar. Għax għandek iktar ċans tipprova tappella li l-emozzjonijiet tiegħek ma' emozzjonijiet ta' xi ħadd ieħor personalment. Għandna sal mu ġurnata ma tantx għandna ċans nagħmlu għadik naħseb.
Interessant.
Fejna moħna.
Int taħseb li f'Malta l-poezija ntuża iktar biex twassal messaġġ milli biex tuża bħala espressjoni artistika.
Poetry for the sake of poetry, so qed tgħid.
L-post qed jgħid.
Jien qed ngħid.
Jew l-post.
Il-poezija u Malta intużat ħafna biex speċjalment meta jiġu ħabba l-Ingliżi u whatever, biex tesprimi l-messaġġ ta' isma' guys, għandna xi ħaġa mhux qed sew. U dik jgħam, ħafna arti tinduża jekk mhux ġast il-poezija, s'intendi. Però naħseb il-poezija u Malta ntużat iktar għalhekk milli ntużat ġust biex tesprimi l-opinjoni jew ġust tesprimi l-valur artistiku tagħha.
Jiena l-opinjoni tiegħi li għadhem ħafna ċans biex imbagħad tesprimi l-opinjoni tagħha eċetera. Is-sens ta' poezija. Għadna fil-bidu, dik ħaġa li naħseb bħala poplu ninsew aħna bħala pajjiż għasilna niżistu mit-sena. Independenti Republika. Ġifieri wettaqna ħafna. Imma f'dak iż-żmien u dak iż-żmien wara naqbel billi ġara u naħseb li l-poezija għalhekk kellna bżonna. Bħala a means. Issa ovvjament jiena li mbagħad nara ninsa kull kuntest politiku, kull kuntest storiku kollox, impoġġi bil-qiegħda ngħid alright, jiena mbagħad nara mod differenti li ngħid. Alright. Forsi nistgħu nużawha sempliċement biex tisprimi ruħek imma tmur id-dar u toroħod. U daqshekk, it can be that simple. Hija l-istess mod li għalleġ xi ħadd jikteb Facebook post. Jaqred fuq literalment hija l-istess ħaġa li hija li inti ddejjaqt xi ħaġa, fraħt b'xi ħaġa, u mor daqshom oħrajn.
Just a different medium.
Perfett, eżatt.
Naqbel miegħek, naqbel miegħek.
So how would you say, for example, inti kif tista' tgħid il-poezija, do you think poetry has evolved throughout the years?
Nifhem, f'liema kuntest has it evolved? Qed ngħidu Pokémon u jew.
No, as in
like in Malta you're saying specific.
Eżatt, as in did it evolve in the sense li forsi fil-mod traktie, per eżempju, to be more appealing to a general audience, that's the sort of thing I'm saying. Or do you think it should change in order for poetry to be more appealing to the masses?
Ifhem.
Do you think it would do any good to it, or any bad?
I don't think specifically poetry can change to appeal to the masses, because the poetry already existent, already appeals to it. Dik li kont qed nieqli, pereżempju għandna ħafna poezija ta' li literalment tippersonifika is-sens ta' dardir li għandna dak li jiġi xi pajjiżna bħalissa, ġifieri hu da qed ngħid xejn partit jew ieħor ġenwinament. Affarijiet ħażin jiġru u l-poezija hija medium biex imbagħad nagħlu dik il-balla minn fuq l-istonku. Tifhem? Evolved and dik il-ħaġa for personal poetry naħseb jiena li iktar tifoka fuq problemi fermi sar, ferm iktar minute u when it's all said and done jintesew ħadd ma jitkellem fuqhom eċċetera, għax ovvjament dik hija ħaġa personali tiegħek. Biex il-masses tibda tirresol ma' xaġa hekk. Sa ċertu punt tista' tgħidli ħaġa kważi ħażina. Għax dak ifisser li huma iktar jimportom minn daw l-affarijiet żgħar milli l-affarijiet kbar li huma għaddejjin, li pass sajm il-fokus fuqhom. So jidħol l-evolution tal-poezija f'Malta naħseb li jimminix xed li jista' jagħti tweġiba mformata dwarha mhux f'aħħar mill-aħħar. Jiena hawn x'ismu hawn komunità kbira ta' poeti u nies li jifhmu fil-litteratura, eċetera. Dawn qegħdin hawnhekk ġifieri. U jien hija dawnhekk, naħa l-oħra tal-kamra. M'għandix naqsam, m'għandix naqsam, mhux ħabba fija ma bafijax. Minix mallem bħalhom u minix fis-sens hija kwestjoni ta' edukat, minix edukat bħalhom. Fl-aħħar mill-aħħar jiena ħajti qed inkompli qed nistudja l-finanzi bħalissa. Mhux qed ngħid orrejt. Jiġobni poezija nkompli fija, and more for them ta' ġifieri. Imma naħseb ir-risposta fuq l-evoluzzjoni tal-poezija tkun iktar xierqa minn għandhom milli minn għandi. Tifhem?
Fair enough. Fair enough. And I mean naħseb evolvit ġust il-fatt li għandek it-teknoloġija llum il-ġurnata u kull ħaġa tista' tikteb hija ħafna iktar disseminata easily.
U da minni. Jien xkod nagħmel minn għalit teknoloġija, pereżempju. U jiena mur lura fi żmien qod not naħseb ħamur lura l-Emmanuel Mifsud. Bata ħafna biex eventwalment actually jippubblika l-poeżiji tiegħu, meta l-ewwel beda jippubblika, sfurzaw biex jippubblika r-romanzi. Għax dak kien popolari dak iż-żmien. Ara jiena litteralment f'temp ta' xahar xahrej, issa dom nikdem f'temp ta' xahar xahrej, bat sieħbi kien jaf x'ismu kien jaf feġna aktar teknoloġija minni fi jidħol imbagħad editing tal-iktieb u kollox biex tkun suriet in-nies u pubblikajnija. Ipprintjaw kollox Poland, ordni ngħidhom għal hawnhekk, hemm Bob Ġiran kellu. Kelli nanti kif naqra ħda, ha, hu e-book, nanti toqgħod l-Ingilterra. Evolvit b'dik il-mod żgur, forsi l-poezija ma nbidlitx, imma
jiena naħseb
il-mod kif
tinxeri.
It-teknoloġija tgħin biex mhux tippromuovi, però tgħin biex il mass production fl-aħħar mill-aħħar hekk tiġi u mass dissemination. Però fl-istess ħin ma naħsibx li jekk kien jgħidu tagħmel graf ta' kemm jużaw nies il-poeżija u tara żmien. Ma naħsibx li ogħla bħalma ogħla dissemination, dik il-ħaġa. U dik ir-raġuni l-mistoqsija hija mela x'ġara biex il-poeżija saret iktar aċċessibbli imma x'i raġuni inqas popolari.
Faċli immensa li hija. Qegħdin f'dinja fej inti fej qatt mur id-dar u li qed jiekol ħa naqra ktieb waqt li qed niekol. Titfa' Netflix, titfa' YouTube u tara u tisma' u hija ħaġa iktar appellanti. Ħaġa li jiena ħassejt ħafna naħseb li orrejt. Nitfa' poezija, 10 likes fuq il-page. Nitfa' ritrattiej, naqra poezija, 100. Hija ovvjament din hija wider issue ta' short form content.
The attention economy, yes.
Ifhem, aħna, ifhem, l-istess tipa minna, mur lura, bej ħaltej, meta konna nagħmluh Malti o level, Katrin tal-Imdina, li twal waħda. Kemm konna neqirdu fuq għax kien twilu ma kellniex il-paċenzja naqrawh. Meta fil-verità kull ma ddum taqraħ taf kemm 3 minuti, 4. Biex tifhem forsi iddum iktar tomoda. Palissa qed nagħmlu podcast ta' sija. Tumur id-dar, dar episode, ta' sija unofs. Our way of digesting media has changed a lot.
Emma patija fuq affarijiet bħal poezija u kitba ġenerali ta' fil-verità.
As in again, iktar bħal kif qed inti il-mod il-poezija jiżed inkorporat lejn nifsa in other medium, bħal kif qed pereżempju fil-videos, pereżempju inti taqra. Il-mużika, music, lyrics are essentially is essentially just poetry. Tifimni?
Done well, yes.
Done well, tifimni. But it's regardless, it is still poetry, which brings me to my next point. What is this is something completely gear shift? What do you think separates a good poet from a bad poet?
Enough whiskey.
does the whiskey make you a better poet or a worse poet? Yes, I think that's the actual question.
It depends on the person.
To answer that, I think you will need even more whiskey. What does that say? If
it is it.
Like mush whiskey, oh.
Yeah, not that bad. I, well, obviously, initially I'm going to go down the it's all subjective route.
Mm-hmm. That's the safe answer.
That's the safest
answer. That is the safest answer, naturalmente. Again, I'm going to go to my second safest route, which is I don't think I am the person to have the opinion of who is a good, who is a bad, what is a good, what is a bad poet.
Mm-hmm. I sense a but coming.
But. Ovvijament, FM. Xorta ħanibqa' mal-linja ta' ċertu subjectivity ta' ġifieri, imma ma tistax taħbim warajja wkoll. Pereżempju jiena meta l-ewwel bdiet nippubblika dħalt asnaf kemm il-grupp. Mimli asnaf kemm il-kultura ta' nies biex noqgħod nixxerja ċertu offert m'għandix nagħmilha m'għandix hekk paċenzja, ma fil-bidu għamilta. U għadni nara ħafna minnhom dawn il-poeżiji. And more for them, ta' ġifieri. Imma naħseb li a good poet is a poet that publishes bad poetry and takes the criticism. U daqs hekk. Because I consider myself one of those. I don't consider myself a good poet. I consider myself someone who is learning. U meta xi jgħidli li actually oħġ u xaġalek tibt, dik għal hija it means the world to me. Semplici fatt li jiena kull darba li nistenna opinjoni mhix ħaġa ta' insecurity. Hi ħaġa ta' fatt li jien naf li hija ħaġa immaġira li hija ħaġa li għad nisperimenta. Pereżempju kelli xi ħadd naħseb l-iktar ħaġa li kont apprezzajt fl-ewwel ftit ġimgħa li ppubblikajt tani full breakdown u review ta' x'oġbu x'moġbux. Kull poeżija. And this was coming from, obviously, not my field, it was coming from an English student, ġifieri. It's helpful. Nasa persona li tista' tkun li tiegħek poeta. Jekk xi ħadd imorlek jgħidlek imma xi ġifieri bdi, kemm hi kumplikata żejjed. U tibżolu f'wiċċu, I call you a bad poet then. Because at the end of the day, poetry is a medium. Jekk trid tikteb għalik infusek u tifmu int biss, xi ħaġa li jien kont nagħmel ħafna qabel ukoll. Li kont nikteb u nagħmel ċertu referenzi u ċertu play on words li nifhmhom jiena biss. They mean nothing, they're fluff to anyone else. So ma malik, enjoy them. Imma mbagħad, jekk veru tipprova tuża il-poezija bħala medium għal oħrajn, il-ħaġa trid tasal, trid twassala. It's a very simple daw l-aħħar snin, very, very, very populist way of thinking. We go into the same line of thinking, but politically, li simplify your speech so it can be understood. Mux titla u turi kem taf klim tal-avokat.
Appealing to the masses.
There's no need to fluff your words. If your message comes across, that's what matters in essence.
I wouldn't even call it appealing to the masses, it's just appealing. It's just understandable. Ma t-depressjoni għal-ħad għax tuża kelma, għalleċ naħseb għadha fuq il-mobile. Qabel ma publikajt ikib kedli, literalment, app, new word every day. U daw il-klim li qatt ma tuża f'ħajtek. Jek, u kont nitgħallimhom, which is a good thing, imma xi xi nħammur nikteb poezija bihom. And I won't even come away with anything from that, let alone a reader. So, that for me is a bad poet.
So
that's a very good answer.
It's a very good answer, in fact. Vera.
So, tajjeb, I made that up just now, so.
So, do you, as a poet, do you think that poetry should be encouraged as an art form? Even, do you consider even a simple Facebook post to be poetry? As like how you said yourself, if the meaning comes across.
You wouldn't call it poetry. It is simply in the same line of conveying a message or conveying your personal feelings. It wouldn't be poetry. Mm. Poetry is writing it in a certain way and making it in a certain way.
If I said that I post in a certain way, would that still be poetry? If it's not technically writing, if your meaning still, if you're...
Ifem, jima, jina, personalment, naħseb u mal-veru ftit poezi li għax iktib bidejja, għax naħseb inta fiktar minn ħaddi għax kont isri level miej, Andre, kemm għandi handwriting zibel. Li qasni jinnifmu għara li mur nħar istor, ġifiri jen digital person ħafna. Ġifiri li tikbu fuq Facebook.
I once tried to ask you for notes, I looked down at your notes and I was like, you know what, I'm better off without them.
And you Russian all along.
You Russian all along, it was foreshadowing, is that?
Duh. If you want to go on Facebook and use that as your medium, talna digital word il-mġurnata, naħseb għandek xorti ikbar li twassal għan ċaħat u actually tesprimi ruħek ma' iktar nies. U forsi wkoll trying to be a good poet, receive criticism for it, then publishing it in a book, it goes into a few secondary school libraries and is never touched again. And I'm not saying this is no offense to anyone who has gone down that route who has books in libraries, għax jina dikoll ma' tijie u kolli xe darba għal ma' dofiet fawni MJU, imma. You have to realize that we're moving digital nowadays. It is a collector's item, a book. It's not a... It's moving away from medium to a certain extent.
This, books are getting old.
Yeah.
And that's sad, Javiri.
But I would disagree with you on this. I think books are still very relevant in my personal opinion. They
will always hold relevance.
It was maybe not as much as it used to, because again, like how you said, we are always digitally evolving, but books have also evolved.
But we have also evolved to become more lazy. So accessing an e-book. All right, you have to download this app, you have to download the Kindle app, and then actually pay for it to buy the e-book. We are becoming extremely more, as soon as media is more accessible, if you don't move alongside it, you are left behind.
So instant gratification.
For example, you know, I will always, exactly, demo.
For sure.
I will always prefer a book. I'm a person, I carry a book wherever I go. I like to read as much as I can, and that's what I grew up doing. Tajifiri. That is my way. It's not kiko kellektej li biex naqra e-book, personalment, not my style. Naseb qatma milta. Nulega e-book li ġiri, right, nedetja tijaj stess. Xie jessija ta' fil-ħodu, nedetja full stops la' għalem. Dik nulega e-book li actually write bajnija sissa. Imma, so inti ma taqbiex kiko għan li Facebook post tista' tkun ek, the same medium as a book for poetry, and you go off of that.
Man, I disagree with it, because I think if you sit down and take the time for it, which is asking a lot for people to sit down and take the time, which is a fair point, but I think a book can still have the same impact if you saw a Netflix show, if not more. I think books have more detail in them. They have more of a presence. They enable places in your brain which you normally don't enable. You know what I mean? And you're a book reader, you would understand this.
I definitely agree, but I will play devil's advocate. Because in the world of interviews...
There are any interviews playing devil's advocate with Mushina.
No, I know. But in the world of interviews, you're the digital media. Podcast. A podcast. Why shouldn't we have done an interview, you write it down, and you publish it properly? Either as a formal article, or you put it in, nafri saħatej duli, dikija iktar anachronistika, minktib for sure, a newspaper. No, you're moving alongside, which I agree with, what people are flocking towards, which is more accessible, real. For example, xi ħadd li jmur fuq Facebook jikteb u jitfa' poezija. Nofsu mafeċ, nofsu Malti as jeżisti. And then he'll take it and then he'll edit it. I think that is what something that resonates a lot more than something that is pristine, perfect. And you read it and you feel like it's above you. It's more accessible.
It's more that's real.
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 When something is authentic, it comes off.
Nicky.
And it appeals more to the emotion of the reader. And that's why music is so great, because music always, with the music, you have an emotional... music itself, you don't even need lyrics to have emotional, you know, an emotional effect on you, but the lyrics help.
Two rocks clanging against each other is technically music as well.
Yes, of course. But that is very sad music.
It's caveman music, I don't know about you. What I normally listen to.
Ma, jina, eżempju, jina, mil-muzika, jina, I'm a big Pink Floyd fan. Usually I don't really care about lyrics in music. Emma, I just couldn't not do that with Pink Floyd, and it's revolutionary, ġifieri.
Nicky.
But also, because I want to add to my point as well, from before. What about audiobooks, for example? What about...
You know, I was meant to make one this summer, and I just never got around to doing it. Though, yes, I was going to do it more in a... Funny, I was going to get my friend, who is very good at impersonations, to read out every poem in a different voice. And then I was going to publish the audiobook. I still might do it, just haven't gotten around to doing it. Audiobooks are... I'm not sure if they are the preferred medium. I don't know if that is the way the world is going, particularly.
To me, personally, I slightly tip towards audiobooks rather than normal books. Because, again, it stimulates me more. There's more stimulation in reading a book than to listen to a book, in my opinion.
Alright.
Like, for example, I didn't read The Lord of the Rings. I listened to it.
Ostra.
And I think that it was more immersive and it was more
specialmente che con l'option narrator, you know.
As that, like a silky smooth voice.
I know for the audiobooks of Harry Potter, the voice was made by Stephen Fry. Now if you know everything about Stephen Fry, that's a nice voice to listen to.
And again,
it's about the emotionality. The words are just the words. Mm-hmm. The way someone says them changes the whole.
Exactly. Like you can have just a word what the way you read it can be in many different
mm-hmm. ways.
Exactly.
What?
I don't know if that will translate. No, this is just something I'm spitballing now. If that will translate to poetry, mind you, because in a book, yes, you infer your own meaning, and I think you should do it with poetry as well. But I don't think, especially when it comes to poetry, you should be too heavy-handed with it. For example, something I never do, except for some of my close friends, is explain in particular detail what my poems mean. Because I know a lot of people who have different interpretations of them. And I like that, and I think that's good. So I think me putting my own emotionality on it and trying to hint at certain things on certain words and put emphasis on different places can be good, can be bad. I'm sure it's being done, audiobooks for poetry, but it has to be done very well.
You don't think it has the same effect, Iso? Or it, again, maybe...
Depends why you read poetry.
Maybe the readers, the person who's narrating the poetry, maybe has a different interpretation of the actual poet itself, which opens a whole other can of worms.
I mean, you go around in circles, because then you go, okay, do you not want to give too much of your own interpretation, you want to leave it up to the reader, but then how much do you want to do that and to what extent, and it just keeps going round.
Mm-hmm.
It's something that I think is something that the individual writer should experiment with.
Up to the author's discretion, obviously. You know, poetry as a whole. Pero niftakar fil film Interstellar.
Brilliant.
Do not go gentle into that good night. And can I tell you what it means? Absolutely not. What I can tell you is that
what it means to you.
No. What I can say is just how it, I felt listening, especially, you know, with with Michael Caine's voice. I mean, or Matthew McConaughey's voice. Point being is that even if you don't actually elicit a meaning from poetry, in my opinion, you can still be very, affected emotionally. And I think that's the same point of a movie, and it's the same point of a song, and it's the same point of any sort of artistic creativity.
I'm going to chew on that one. That is a really, really interesting point.
I don't think it's about
really going to chew on that.
Always getting the meaning. I think the point.
No, of course, for sure. But it's not even about them getting their own, you're saying. And I find that really interesting. It's just being left with a feeling.
Yes.
You have to interpret the meaning itself. Like, you listen and you feel.
I am reminded of a recent. There was a recent video where Christopher Nolan was discussing Oppenheimer, and there was this meme where it said, "My dating life is like a Christopher Nolan movie. Nobody knows what's going on." And you know what Christopher Nolan to that meme, he said, "Don't care about the meaning, just feel it." And I'm like, that's exactly the point of artistic creativity, in my opinion. I don't think it's about the meaning sometimes. I think it's just about how do you feel after witnessing whatever you witnessed.
I think a very good example of that in actual, let's go, painted art is landscapes. I'm a very, when it comes to what I look for in a museum, I always try to find the most calming, the most abrupt landscapes. And there is really, he might have had an intention, especially from where the artist painted it from. But when it comes to those things, you are left with a feeling. Obviously, then you have to try to attempt that with poetry while having words on top of it.
And the argument,
you know,
with poetry you have words, and it's, because words have meaning, you have to create a meaning to understand what you've just read. Ejiofor, if anything, of all the arts, I think poetry and writing in general is one of those where you kind of have to elicit a meaning. You can't just read it and just feel and not know what the hell you just read. If you don't know what the hell you just read, that's not reading. Pero again, anke il-fatti li nista nisma poezija jena ul-ktib muxedin, ul-klim muxedin uddim, jisawa, nista nismaħa, uġus nejt, stra, ma nafx il-mod kif qalua, kif għada kif ġit narrata, uġbitni ħafna. U nista nejt fuq xiex kienet, as liċ ken idea.
But then does that come down to the writer or the narrator?
Umbat ma nafx, imma again, ma naħsibx li tagħmel differenza. If it left me with that feeling of, I don't know, I feel amazed, I feel that it's insightful, even though, again, do I actually know what it's about? No. I think it's done its job.
But to add to Keaton's point as well, it doesn't necessarily just restrict yourself to poetry. It can also be any other art form. Art in itself, the whole point of the existence of art is to make you feel something, not to find a certain meaning. What was that piece in modern art and so that we studied, the urinal? I forgot what it was called.
Just, I don't know what it's called. I'll look it up quickly. Go on.
The urinal with the signature of the artist, I think it had something written on it. It's stupid. It's silly.
The Fountain by Marcel Duchamp.
The Fountain.
And it is just literally, I've seen this in person. It's just a urinal with his signature.
I mean, Ara, put it this way, I just laughed at that. Is that the point?
Yeah.
Is that the exact point of it? I laugh?
Not necessarily. It's more for
even if
people
it's not
think,
meant.
It's something, I don't personally like it, but it's something done on purpose because you're not meant to like it. It's meant to be absurd. It's meant to be something that ticks people that take it too seriously off.
And does that work? Does it work as art?
I think it definitely works because you see a lot of people that are like, what is this and whatever? And I'm like, I'm just laughing.
Let me bust out my sock essay from a few years ago and tell you, Andrea, if it is art. It's, obviously, you're going to go, art is a medium, so it's art. Does it make it very creative art? Another discussion. But then art doesn't have to be the most creative.
Art just needs to be art. It just needs to make you feel like that makes me feel what the hell was this guy thinking, you know what I mean? Which is I think was the intent of the artist.
I would imagine. I mean, if it's not,
if
but you have to say, well, what pills is he taking? Because to me, that if you're genuinely meaning that as a serious like piece of artistic work, and I'm like, as biskont, you know, tamal illa sta Picasso, taf kif? Jinek efna laħ, ana laħ stramba. Ma jibbik il-puntu għabixħat jara, għajdi xil-istra, etna għarajin, u jinfaqietħa, bħal ma għadni kif għamilti jenissa xurajti jeli, ma laħid zdan is-ġob, tifem? U fl-axar, mill-axar, issa bħala valur monetarju ma nafx, ma bħala l-valur tal-arti, jekk dak kien il-punt, għamlet xogħla. U jina għad ma nistani kritika, jimma miex juħet li għandi arti li nipprattika fil-veri taħli f-kidba.
Mux anki jena. As it kidba, ma nistani ġudka ngħidlek jiena jien qeretax, oh, there's more qualified opinions. It is all something that it will exist, let it exist and move on.
Ekku. Nabel. Oh, biex nħuna a curveball, di forsi mhux tatti fuq poetry in generali, però għax qed nitkellmu fuq l-arti u fuq kif l-arti ġalek tħoss. X'taqsbu fuq l-arkitettura? Għax, di forsi xi ħaġa li jiena tajt każ iktar fuq ma l-arkitettura għal xi raġuni l-bini qabel kien isir b'ċertu ma nafx kif ħnejt, imma naqa' grandeur, I guess, il-kelma jew hemm sens ta' superiorità fil-bini, speċjalment ara bini qadim, ġifieri qed ngħidu għajmi.
L-unika bini li għad fadlilna u l-bini li kien mibni mis-Sinjur.
Ġil
Garigor tal-Malti.
Ekku, le, minn daqshekk għandek raġun. Però llum il-ġurat anke il-binijiet moderni. Isom id-deżin tagħhom huwa non eżistenti kważi kull binja li tara l-istess blueprint u tmur ġo xi raħal ma tara xejn differenti minn raħal li ieħor m'hemm l-ebda identità u ngħid għal xiex isun tilfeddija u fl-istess ħin ngħid ukoll għal xiex qabel kienu jiblu b'dik l-intenzjoni biex ikun hemm miżbuħija. Kullum il-ġunata xej.
In my opinion, we've just moved away from a place where art can fit in when it comes to buildings, unfortunately. Għax ta' kemm mhux ħadd titfa' xi mosaik, ħadd titfa' xi graffiti fuq il-bini, m'għandekx dal-ġebel kollu li tista' titfa' fuq u tiskulturah flittrid inti.
Do you think that maybe for but that's because that's a very interesting point what Jake just said, but would you still accept, for example, modern buildings as a form of art?
Ija le, u for sure hemm iżbuħija tagħhom. Jiena ġest qed ngħid li tikkumpara, I mean ngħidu jekk familjari mal-binja tal Sagrada Familja ġo Barcellona. I mean, impressionanti l-arkitettura u hija mibnija b'raġuni mhix ġest mibnija biex tgħid okej għandna xi ħaġa sabiħa fiċ-ċittà.
Ma ngħid imma saq tkun kontradittorju inti għax biex tagħmel urinil u tagħmel ferma and you bring out a meaning that way, it's okay.
Le, għandek raġun.
Ja, l-istess argument li xaħat li kien fissat bil-Rinaxximent u bl-arti ta' Rinaxximent u daw l-iskulturi kbar u daw l-portraits u bada ħares li dal-Jurinil. Or, let's at least keep the same medium, look at Jackson Pollock. It's apples and oranges. Doesn't mean you'd like the oranges, but they are apples and oranges.
Like, do you think, maybe, let's say, as we're talking in a sense, a now sense, in the present, do you think that maybe in the past there weren't, like, for example, some farmer from Gudia, for example, that, wow, these all these British buildings, where's the Maltese identity? They had the same predicament or the same problem, just now we just have modernized it, we've just replaced it.
Nistani garantiji, like, di, mux Gudia farmer, emma hu il-Knisja Protestanta fil-Furjana, intu diħil il-belt. There was a big resistance to that when those types of churches started being built. Who għawdix għandhom ħafna British style churches emmek. No, they're not Protestant, naturally, ma per esempio Tapino is not a baroque church. It is not laden in gold. U kien hemm resistenza kbira li, huh? Doesn't mean that they were wrong. It is simply ismani al-maduf meta ħarġu bil-televisions, min kienu hobi jaqra l-gazzetta kien jared, meta ħarġu bil-mobiles, dawk ta' televisions. The passage of time, it's like we start from a point where we say everything is good, but as soon as the passage of time starts, we're like, but where did the good stuff go?
Mm-hmm.
So, I think it's quasi-natural, unfortunately. Of course, for me, obviously, it's also part of that system that has that sense of normal.
Hmm. It's a very interesting point.
Jina, I brought that up, dak l-eżempju tal-arkitettura. U għandek raġun għax vera kont inkun kontradittorju. Imma fl-istessin naħseb li palma hemm punt li tibni biżbuħija, naħseb hemm punt li tibni mhux bikruwa, imma b'nuqqas ta' design kważi b'mod minimalist.
But isn't that a style in itself?
It's a style in itself, imma jinaqsa.
Don't people like minimalism?
Sewa, imma x'inhu l-emozzjoni li toħroġ int meta tara binja qadima u tgħid kemm glorjuż, u x'inhu l-emozzjoni toħroġ meta tara l-istess binja f'ħames blokki differenti, f'ħames irħula differenti u tgħid kollox l-istess, xejn differenti, xejn kważi sabiħ, għalxiex għax qed taraħ kull imkien, allura mhuwiex unik. Allura jiena dik l-argument huwa li palma ngħidu li dak li jurin il-ġalli nidħaq. Daw il-binjiet nibda ngħid nlostra. Xi dwejja, kollox l-istess, kollox gris, kollox konkrit, jew inkella ġest ħġieġ. Għonit, mela, isli kiku qabel kienu jimbnew bil-punt li kunaw l-sbuħija, kunaw xaħġa xtammira, kunaw l-identità li tista' tassimila mal fejt kunijiet. Ma l-lum ġurnata kollox l-istess. Fl-arkitettura.
This one might get me into trouble. But this is my architecture. This is my opinion on the architectural point of view. Ija pal, jina li ija pal issa di eżat li jettejt inti, issa mux għan ninkludi binjiet tal-konkos, ija ħammurru, għan tellaw erba blokkijiet, għan tellaw 20 flets bejnietom, unbiħuħom, commercialment biz. I'll give an example, for example, like Mercury Towers, which there is very clearly design in it. I compare what architecture students are being taught and what those architects did there with a poet who gets lost in his own writing that would use palma content needable all these fancy words and so impressed and chuffed with himself, and when he looks at it he finds the meaning. I find these types of projects where only an architect can appreciate it when looking at the blueprint, and there is design in it and there is trust, there is engineering grandeur in it. Uncompared ti, poċifiri, to the past, no offense to the past, għax għalma toffi għabel biex narmaw kopla konnan batu għasib għara l-lum il-ġurnata x'naqblu.
It's, to you, it is just simply the next step, it's the evolved form of it.
I wouldn't call it the next step, it's more, that is how what I see happening. It's just like, I wouldn't say the next step for poetry, it's for everyone
to lost in their
own writing.
As in next step, that this is the well, not the natural way of going this, but this is new, and we shouldn't deny that it's new. We should accept that it's there.
I wouldn't say accept it, I would more at least approve that it's there, and rationalize that it's there, tipo.
Exactly.
Because you can't go, oh, there is no, because there is meaning, just that it is lost to us. They are no longer building to impress others. They're trying to impress themselves.
That's precisely why I brought up the example of the La Sagrada Familia in Barcelona, because it's built to make you feel small in the presence of God, as it's a church. It's a believe in God, don't believe in God, I'm a letrit. Emma.
That's the point.
Ma, there is a point to the art that everyone can get. This is what I'm alluding to with these buildings. It's like there is no point. It's almost like meant to, I don't know, keep you like complacent to whatever is around you and not appreciate and not...
The main point you have to realize is commercial.
Obviously, yes. And eventually, essentially, if it's cheaper to do what they did, they're going to do what they did.
Obviamente.
Ma nafx l-istorja tal-Malti naħseb jien u l-istorja tal-grid tad-dinja.
Ekku.
Mela. From we have quite an interesting conversation. It was very incredible how we progressed from poetry to architecture. I think it's very interesting how a conversation can delve differently.
Yeah, wait for all the architecture students I know to literally bash my brains out as soon as I see them. Thank you.
More comments for us. Yeah,
yes, okay. Yeah, more comments. Engagement. The goal is to piss off as many people as we can.
That's not the goal, Shay. You can't say
that. Isn't it always the goal?
Any publicity is good publicity.
Ayma.
That if you want to, which middera
ta
taqra extract min Lord biex turi I think when a poet reads on poetry, I think it's more powerful because you actually hear the more in the original intention in the voice. So by all means, Keaton, choose your poem.
Gotta make this quick though, we have like 2 minutes.
I am going to speed run it. Wada bil-Malti jew?
Let read.
Jena naħseb li appropriate bil-Malti laqdin Malta.
Mela bil-Malti.
It feels like a countdown.
As like
it is a bit of a countdown, unfortunately. I do apologize.
The time is going down. You're just there like, is he gonna find this?
And that's all the time we have for today. Mela.
It's titlu wa da kollo xallu.
Da kollo xallu. Mela. Din jisema fl-imħuħ. Sfortunat mux ħajkolli da' sekin biex nispiega. But I think that's a good thing. Flimħuħ. Xbiza fik, kif sibt il-ħnina tijaj, u bżaqta minnu fiħ, u bżaqni minn sensik. Kif sibt ruħi mxajtan fħanek ħaddiħol, imkabbar fos lallatu l-baruni. Nefaqt il-fidi, fijom sibtni, qalbi l-ħlewa ġewwa l-frankuni. Tajjart kull biza taħiltek minn ġolir kejjen ta' tjobiti. Kif britt. Is-siġillat u preservat fl-irkejjen ta' qalbi u qabli bħal teddida fost l-irmiet. Stallet wara l-kwinti aħna nżefnu l-arroganza tagħna. Nisnu fost il-presepju tar-realtà li ħlaqna ġeju sejjer ħelu manna. X'biża' fik, Madonna x'biża' fik. Ir-rad li qed ittajjar ħerġin minn fhom biswit. X'biża' fija, miżmum mal-art, irħam imtappan bid-dija. Ta' kollox.
Very powerful stuff.
Very powerful.
Very powerful stuff.
Love il-Malti.
Vera proset, well done. Very incredible work, what you're doing or what you did.
Thank you.
Vera...
If you say so.
If you say so, yes. Imma, that's all we have for today.
We have to wrap this up.
We have to wrap this up quickly. Mala, thank you very much for listening. It was a very much a pleasure having you here, Keaton.
Oh, it was for me. Thank you.
Thank you very much, and we'll see you on the next episode.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Drink, ħallet nejn flimkien, nejxu dal-moment flimkien ma dawn in-nies tal-ġen jobbik infern pero ħina kulħed temmele juhdeja biex fil-qosor najdu
fil-qosor